First vote of the day, members, at the sound of the voice, please come in the chamber and record your vote.
Legislators held a marathon voting session on budget bills to beat the April 1 deadline.
Are there any other votes?
The election year budget contains extra money for schools, over $1 billion additional dollars, as well as $340 million for pre-kindergarten programs, with $300 million of that going to the city of New York, the rest for the rest of the state. Charter schools get a boost, and the effects of the Common Core test on students will be delayed for another 2 years. The New York State School Boards Association's Tim Creamer says schools are pleased with the additional money and are now likely to keep their budgets within the mandatory 2% tax cap.
It's an increase in state aid for public education, and we're happy about that.
But he says a multi-step plan to provide homeowners with a property tax credit will cause schools some difficulties. He says it would have been better to just fund the schools directly. That tax credit plan will result in homeowners receiving rebate checks in October, shortly before Election Day. Voters in key swing suburban districts will be getting the largest checks. That's because their homes are worth more money than in upstate regions. Governor Cuomo has called the property tax credit program transformative and says it will force local governments to consolidate costly services. But E.J. McMahon, with the fiscally conservative think tank the Empire Center, characterizes it differently.
It's a political year gimmick and a wasteful one that was developed in service to a false narrative.
McMahon says reductions in business taxes will actually do more in the long run to improve the state's economy. Those tax cuts include the corporate tax, the elimination of an energy tax, and a significant tax break for manufacturers, as well as an increase in the estate tax threshold to $5.25 million in 3 years.
There are some actual pro-growth tax cuts in the budget, as there were in the governor's proposal.
Hey, Governor, 1%, who do you represent?
Others are less enthusiastic about the business tax breaks in the budget. A coalition of union and progressive groups protested outside Governor Cuomo's offices. Susan Kent is president of the Public Employees Federation.
The governor had a lot of proposals that are not helping working people and that are not helping people that are aspiring to work.
Another controversial portion of the budget is an ethics package. It surfaced late Friday night. In exchange for lawmakers agreeing to stiffen penalties for bribery and corruption and enhanced enforcement of campaign donation violations, Governor Cuomo has agreed to end a Moreland Commission panel. It was actively investigating alleged wrongdoing by legislators. There's also a pilot public campaign finance system. It's limited to the controller's race. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the provision is flawed and virtually unworkable.
It's designed to fail, and it's for one election only, for one race only, and that race culminates in 7 months. It's cynical.
The major government reform groups are urging the state controller and any potential challengers to opt out of the test system. Controller Tom DiNapoli, a longtime supporter of public campaign financing, is also expressing doubts.
What a telling comment that people that have been most pressing for reform in this area are saying that this approach just can't work.
The controller says he will look at the plan thoroughly first, though, before making any decisions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.